Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And we're going to be a bit esoteric today. We're going to talk about healing. Isn't that esoteric? But it's a magical healing. It's a powerful healing. It's the way healing should really happen. And we're going to talk to a healer who has really amazed me for a long time, his abilities. And I've even been well helped by it. And so I'm so glad that he's back on the show, Mas Sajidi. Mas, welcome.
Peter, thank you so much for having me.
It's so exciting to talk about what you're doing and helping people, because you do help so many.
Yes.
And you needed help yourself, and you even had to die a couple times, right?
Yes. And that's where my abilities came in. I died the second time, actually, I got it. I didn't have to die again.
Oh, good.
So the first time was an initiation to understand what it was really all about, you know, that to understand that we're grander than who we think we are, or a culmination of our experiences. So we kind of get trapped in, oh, we're not good enough, we didn't do this right, and so on and so on. But, you know, that first near death really opened you up to the grander vision of who you are at spirit level. Mm-hmm. Which is much more powerful than anything here in the physical form. And then the second one introduced me on say, knowledge, which I call exponential intelligence now, to allow me to pull the knowledge from what's up there, if you will, down into physical form, where I can help people in real time. And by real time, I mean, you know, people's physical issues go away, or their financial issues go away, and you know, relationships, whatever it might be that you feel here, you experience here in the physical form, I can help you transform.
I think a lot of this must come from having been out there during your near-death experience and seeing the mechanics of higher consciousness
Yes.
firsthand.
Yes.
So Yes. you know how it all plays out there.
Yes, exactly. There's a lot of people who have a near-death experience, and they see the beauty, they see the grace, they see the light, and so on. Sometimes you get distorted, but a lot of times you come down with the beauty and the sense of love that's up there. Since I'm a computer programmer, I saw the science behind what's up there, and I think that kind of that gave me the abilities to understand the mechanics, like you said, and then pull it down here and then recreate the mechanics in physical form to help not only myself, but then others as well.
Right. Yeah. I had an interesting experience this morning because I was asking my guides in the universe how you and I might know each other out there. And I asked them, I said, so do I know Mas out there? And they said, no. And then I said, well, does he know me? And they said, yeah, oh, yes, he knows you out there. And I only had that once before. I asked about a man named Swedenborg, who was a famous Swedish philosopher hundreds of years ago. And I was told that he knew me, but I didn't know him.
Yeah.
So I guess I must be famous out there.
You must be. I don't know.
Whatever it is. I mean, I'm kidding about that. Yeah. But but I appreciate that you know me out there. That's really good. Yes. And so you're somebody who has perspective on exponential intelligence because
Yes.
you see it in the greater universal context.
Exponential intelligence, by the way, it's a podcast now, so it's a free download for a lot of people. If they go to iTunes or an Android device, it's on a podcast app. They can search for exponential intelligence. Exponential intelligence is my definition of how, say, our system works here in the physical form, you know, and what that means is, you know, we've tried a lot of other ways, a lot of other modalities, and they're all really physical forms of trying to change. It takes a long time to change. Exponential intelligence works from the admin level or the back end level forward. So once you start like reprogramming yourself at that higher level, you know, your physical realm changes a lot easier. And, you know, I'm not bragging or anything, but there's a lot of people who can start walking or their tumors disappear. They have fantastic financial gains and whatever it might be quite rapidly. You don't have to have You don't have to wait like 5, 10, 20 years. You don't have to have that faith, as they say it. You do see that rapid changes.
Well, to me, it seems like that's magical, and yet there must be some mechanics to it. Lately, I've been working with algorithms, and I see that there are patterns that we're in. We get into these stuck patterns, and they're actually mechanical.
They're mechanical. That's true.
And so the idea is to shift the mechanics of that.
Yes.
In a way that somehow we have keys to it. So what are your keys?
That's interesting. No, it's what you explained is exactly what I see. You know, when I see you, whether you're here in front of me or on the phone, I see the mechanics of you or the algorithms that you are created from. And I see thousands of, and there's thousands of different algorithms for individuals that create, I call, a frequency signature.
So, yes.
So you see those patterns.
It's fractal, actually.
Exactly. Yeah. And then you shift those patterns at a deeper level, and then your habits, your behavior patterns, your past lineage, whatever it might be, they start to shift because you're shifting at a core level.
So you don't have to be a scientist who reads the algorithms and understands the math of it so much as you have an innate sense of maybe it's a almost like a geometry that shifts the patterns.
Right. Before, you know, I was a computer programmer before, so I understand programming. Before, I used to program computers. Now, I use a very high language.
So that's why you're doing this, because of your background.
Maybe that's why I understand it so much
exactly.
better, you know?
Yeah.
But now I reprogram people.
Right.
Yeah, so it's...
Yeah, and I love that idea that, you know, because you've had this higher elevation experience from dying, you've been able to see more of the light, let's say.
Yes.
And the inside the light.
Yes. The workings of the light.
Exactly.
Yeah. Where most people see the love and joy and beauty, which is nice, but that's the after effect of, say, the mechanics of that.
Right.
And that a lot of people kind of get confused by that because they're always searching for the light. But then if you don't understand how the light works...
Yeah, light isn't just light.
Right.
Light is form.
Exactly.
And it's
mechanics. How do you create that light?
Right.
And it's... one thing I want to stress, just tapping into your audience, it's not about sin or it's not about doing good or doing bad or... I think a lot of your audience members feel kind of stuck at some level because they've maybe thought about that they've done something wrong or made a mistake in their lifetime. That's not true.
Yeah, I don't really approach it that way so much as that our souls have chosen different struggles for growth, and that it's an opportunity to go deeper into our hearts and find a stronger light.
Yes, exactly. Some of us just get stuck in those struggles.
Yeah.
That's all.
Well, I think a lot of us, me included, have chosen lifetimes where there is disappointment, there is shock, and
of course,
you know, difficult circumstances that we have to overcome.
Yes.
And not always easily or quickly.
Yes.
And so it's a life of finding new paths and new light. And
that
you're,
is true.
And you're a new light.
Yes. Yes, I help a lot of people see the light in a different way where they can actually work with the light to, you know, enhance anything and grow from any experience that they've chosen.
Right. I think when we have the understanding of why we are who we are, and doing what we're doing, then it empowers us to do it better.
Yes. That's really why any experience that you have, it's always there to empower you to do better, no matter what the experience is about.
Well, that sometimes we have to hit the bottom of the barrel and then push ourselves up from there.
True. You know, I call that detox. When I work on some individuals, about 30-40% walk forward without really any detox. They just see the light and they transform. The other 30-40%, they go through some level of detox where they have to, say, let go of the baggage that they brought about. And they do hit the bottom of the barrel much faster than taking a lifetime. They do it in a couple days, or, you know?
That's fun.
So, yeah. Well, it's nice. You might as well get it all done with now and then get it over with so you can enjoy the rest of your life, right?
Right. And I think a lot of our audience are people who are seeking answers, seeking
yes.
ways to find more inner strength and understanding of their path.
Yes.
And those are to me, those are warriors
mm-hmm.
in life to battle life and to
right.
do a better job.
Yes. That is so true. And again, you know, some people kind of get stuck in the warrior mode where they keep battling life. I just help those warriors because you do need some, you know, forward action or motivation. I just give those warriors like a new tool to help them overcome.
Well, also, when you're shifting energy with people,
mm-hmm.
you're helping them see through new glasses.
Yes, they do see their environment in a whole new set of lenses. Whole new perspective, which gives them a whole new set of opportunities to choose from.
Right. What opportunity. That's great.
Yes.
So I want to ask you
mm-hmm.
some things. One is a lot of people are stuck in difficulties with others and have been harmed by others.
Yes.
Some of us, I've had situations where people have acted very badly to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think of, well, do I want to forgive those people? Can I forgive those people? Sometimes yes.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's hard because it was so obvious what was going on
right.
that I can't imagine that they're worthy of that.
True.
But at a higher level, of course, they are.
Mm-hmm.
But at this level of the struggle,
right.
it's like, no, these are bad guys, and
true.
I'm not going to give them an inch. And then I should, of course, feel guilty that I can't forgive them enough. And, you know, but that's why I'm bringing it up, because
mm-hmm.
So many people get stuck with, let's say, artificial forgiveness.
Right.
And, oh, yeah, I forgive, and that's just words.
Right. You know, forgiveness, again, is for the person trying to forgive, because a lot of times, especially with menial type issues that arise between two individuals, a lot of times the people that you're trying to forgive, they probably have forgotten about the situation because they didn't think it was that big of a deal in the first place.
Well, that, you or know? You were just another one of their victims.
Or you were another one of their victims, and that's what they do, you know?
Right.
So forgiveness is really about yourself, say, understanding what happened, and then one, understanding what happened, and then two, not allowing that to happen again for yourself. True forgiveness, the way Jesus, and I'm not religious in any way, but fantastic man, the way he forgave is, you know, you totally delete that whole concept where that issue never happened, and most of us don't have that consciousness because we have a memory of that issue.
Right.
That happened. So, you know, learning from the experience. So if you want to forgive, that's fantastic. But if you want to learn, that's even much better from the situation. So one, you don't create the frequencies inside you that have those victims or have those perpetrators react to you as a victim. Because really, internally, from when I see things like that, it's something inside you that, say, attracts something outside them.
Exactly.
Right, to perpetrate whatever they're trying to do.
So I believe everything is in divine order.
Yes.
So we've really chosen circumstances to struggle with so that we can
yes.
go towards a greater light, so that we can heal ourselves and in the process heal the universe.
Yes. Yes.
And so we attract the struggle, and these people are only part of what we've attracted to
exactly.
help ourselves grow.
Right. You know, the same way with relationships, especially with women, you know, women who get abused quite a bit. You know, if there was a room full of 1,000 men and that one person that would abuse them, they would naturally attract to that one person. Right. You know, why does that happen time and time again with these women? Again, it's because their emotions, their radar, their frequencies that they're sending out is a space of abuse at some level, whether it was this lifetime or, you know, family lineage that came through or previous lifetime. There's that pattern that says, well, I need to be abused at some level. So they attract people who create that. Once, say, I help them transform or change that frequency, they don't run into people that abuse them anymore.
Right, that story is over.
Yes, that story is over. That's not even, it's learned. They've learned from it.
Right.
Right. So that's they've ascended wonderful. Higher, and then they don't attract, they don't have that experience anymore. Mm-hmm.
Now I want to ask you about another subject that a lot of people are concerned with, mm-hmm. which are eating habits.
Ah, yes.
And we're all different, but there are so many people who espouse veganism mm-hmm. and want us all to give up eating meat and even dairy and whatever,
right.
Because it's more purified to eat raw vegan food. Mm-hmm. Now, I think that might be a great healing opportunity for people who are toxic.
Yes.
But what about as an ongoing lifestyle?
An ongoing lifestyle, you know, from what I've seen and what people I've worked on who have been, say, complete vegan, like they don't eat any animal products. They get certain type of issues, and those type of people actually need supplements, which kind of tells you that we're not really built to be, say, completely vegan or moved away from animals. Mm-hmm. On the other side, like you said, you know, as cleaning out your body, which is fantastic, it's really a great opportunity to clean out your body. But you know, it's really about the way the animal has been raised. Because, you know, if the animal is under stress, it's got a lot of hormones, it's always in a fearful state, it's not a good thing to eat anyway. Plants in the same nature, that's not good for you either, because plants absorb memories, plants have feelings, there's a lot of scientific research on that. So plants who get abused, right, or the farmers don't care about them and so on and so on, they're the same way as eating animals that don't that people don't care about. But from a higher perspective, and I'm kind of gleaning, you know, the topic, but at a higher perspective, you know, as we crave to, say, melt into a higher individual, like pure source or God, right? We want them to be part of that. Lower animals, lower level spirits like animals, they actually crave to absorb into a higher level being like us. So it's actually like an honor to be, say, eaten if they've been raised the proper way, if they've been killed the proper way, you know, in a loving fashion.
I love that. It's a sacrifice.
Again, it's a sacrifice. It's an honor, and it's a beautiful sacrifice. Just like we sacrifice, I'd give anything to go back into pure source, what I call it. I'd sacrifice this world just to at any moment.
Sure.
I would go back. It's like,
well,
I'm gone.
But we have our loved ones here that we
yes,
want to be
exactly.
with.
Exactly. But again, that's the way I see, you know, veganism or animals for eating and so on.
Right. And I also, years ago, interviewed Michael Pollan, the author of Omnivore's Dilemma. Mm. And what he says makes sense to me, that a lot of these species have chosen to be food animals because
yes.
they wouldn't have survived otherwise.
Could be, sure.
They didn't have the goods
right.
to deal with competition in the world
right.
unless they served.
Sure, there's always a purpose to serve, yes.
Right. And so we have to see the larger thing is that we're
right.
actually preserving the species by right. eating them.
Right. I mean, there's a lot of animals that eat other animals.
Right. All the time.
All the time.
And you don't see protesters out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, you don't see protesters. You know, so... it is, we are animals at some level,
yeah.
right?
Well, my sense is that as we evolve into higher and higher frequencies on this plane, that our bodies will need that, nor will animals need that so much. But there is a balance, because if you have only herbivores and not carnivores, you're going to have too many people eating up the planet.
That is true.
They need to also eat up
themselves.
There's
always a nice, fine balance.
Right.
You know, when animals eat other animals, there's no sin, there's no memories, and that's Well, that's what's important to know too, is animals are stuck in a present state. A lot of the things that I do or how I edit people is from a time standpoint. We're distorted. We have issues because we're distorted from time. Animals are in the present moment, so it's a sense of beauty and grace the way they eat, say, another animal. I've seen people who have died in front of me, and anybody can experience that as well. You know, it puts you in such a state, you become in the present moment, and it's actually, at some level, feels like a beautiful space to be in, even although it's a tragic.
Right, so we can't really identify with the animal kingdom and the way they behave, because we have our own fears and our own sense of justice at this higher consciousness that we're at.
Yes, and that can all be eradicated by, again, becoming in the present moment, and then you see the beauty and grace of everything that can happen in the world, no matter
that's
how tragic.
That's our opportunity.
Yes, that's our opportunity. And then the nice thing, just like the animal kingdom or beyond, we start to move from the tragedies that we've created, because we're not needed anymore. They're not needed anymore.
Right.
Because we've actually seen the beauty of it, and then we move on.
Done our job.
Exactly.
Yeah, and so that's so much of what you're here for, is mm-hmm. to not only do the great healing work you're doing.
Yes, thank you.
But also to understand things and explain
yes.
things the way you do.
Yes, exactly. You know, there's a lot of beauty and grace in this world, although, you know, we look at the distortions, but, you know, even if you see the beauty in the distortions, again, that's a fantastic way to transform the planet in a massive way, because, you know, we've been trying to transform or help the planet for, what, thousands of years.
I'm not doing a good job.
Yeah, we're still in a lot of the quagmire that we are. But understanding the beauty of it, again, no matter what it is, and then moving forward, that's how we really expand and grow.
Yeah, there's so much more consciousness than there's ever been before,
yes.
as well as stuckness in this dimension.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look back, historically there have always been enlightened people,
yes.
but it hasn't been in such quantity that it is now.
Right. True. There's a light that's coming that's magnifying everything, from what I'm seeing, and it magnifies everybody. So if you're of, say, a pure individual, you become more pure, more understanding. And that's how my abilities have, like, quadrupled or geometrically increased over this past year, because a lot of, say, light has coming through to magnify people. If you're on the dark side, though, you get magnified into, say, the darker spaces.
Fear.
Fear. Yes, and you
and
see
anger.
A lot of fear coming up. You'll see a lot of tragedies coming up and so on. Again, it's a great opportunity for us to, say, ascend beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why people like me are showing up.
Right.
Yeah.
And why we're doing this radio show.
And why we're doing this radio show. Yeah, exactly.
Good. Well, also, you're in New York right now.
Yes.
And you have some events that you've been doing, or you're starting to do, let's say, and you will be by the time the show airs on Friday morning,
yes.
you'll have done a little bit of your work and you have
mm-hmm.
some more. So can you talk about what you're doing here?
Sure. We, in New York, well, the morning, we'll skip over the morning. We are going to be doing a new moon illumination Friday at 6:30 p.m. event. The VIP is sold out, but it starts at 6:30, and it is... where is it? It's at the Hotel Inc. 48. And it's very quite interesting. As the new moon comes about, there's a lot of, say, opportunities that are available to us. And what I do is, it's more than just a lecture. It's more than just, say, giving you knowledge.
Well, you're always empowering people.
Yes, I'm always empowering people. So even in this interview, some of your listeners might actually feel a little different because I'm sending out those frequencies.
That's
so
great.
In this new moon illumination, we're going to do a group healing, what I call a meta healing, where I guide you into a nice deep meditative state, and then I work on you on that admin level to really transform your frequencies, no matter what issues you might have. Very powerful, from what people have been telling us.
And I've been to your events, and it's really amazing what you help people work through.
Oh, and you can see the transformations in people's faces, like,
mm-hmm.
almost right away.
Right.
And then Saturday is a bigger day. It's a transformation intensive for finance and relationships. coming up, and then Sunday the 13th. Oh, no, it's just Saturday. I'm sorry, guys. Saturday again. It's a transformation for finance and relationships.
And then you're heading out of the city. You're going up to Connecticut.
Yes, and that's where the 13th came about. I just kind of overread.
No, that's fine because our audience is pretty broad.
Yeah, so we're in Connecticut as well on the 13th.
And there might be some listeners right around the corner from where you'll be.
Yeah. So if you're interested, you can always go to Mas Sajady. That's MASSAJADY.com for more information on, you know, the events that's happening here, the podcast, or any other, because we do a lot of free forums.
Well, also, you do a lot of large programs where people can sign up for 21-day meditations.
The 21-day meditations, yeah, which is really transformational for a lot of people.
Yes, and I know people have done that and really felt wonderful.
Yeah.
So it's and I've done a program with you that took 6 weeks that was a very dynamic and exciting program.
Yeah.
So it's ongoing, so people should get on your mailing list. Actually.
Yes, definitely.
So now we just have about a minute left.
Mm-hmm.
What would you like our audience to feel or know?
I think a lot of your audience is probably feeling the frequencies that I'm resonating, although it's even a recording. It bypasses the recording. Just to know, guys, you are where you need to be right here, right now. You've done nothing wrong. But just being where you are right now and understanding it at a deep level, it's the quickest way to get out of where you are.
Right. So to understand that it's
right
in divine order.
Yes.
There was a radio show I did about a year ago, a book entitled What's in the Way is the Way.
Yes, that's true.
It was really helpful, and I keep remembering that
yes.
and reminding people about it,
yeah.
because we have to really...
Really enjoy where you are right now,
yeah.
no matter how bad it is. Once you see, again, the back end, you'll expand so much further.
Right. So, Mas Sajady, thank you. This is so
wonderful
to talk with you.
Yeah, it's always good seeing you.
Thank you. And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.FM. I can be reached at peter@heartriver, heartriver.org, or 212-222-7748. I'd love to hear from you, and thank you so much for listening. Thank you.